Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. This is The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now on the First Advantage Hotline, our friend Zach Stevens, talking Broncos with us from DNVR Broncos. And Zach, let's get right to it, man. Dak Prescott, is he playing? It sounds like he's playing. Is that a go at this point?
Yes, it 100% looks like Dak is playing, which, of course, the Cowboys don't even need Dak to win on the road in Minnesota last week. They did it with Cooper Rush, and now they get a quarterback who's really playing at an MVP-type level back to go along with their incredible rushing attack and a defense that's really improved over the years. So this is about as daunting as it gets, Brady.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you're looking at the Cowboys. This is a team that, boy, for the first time in a while, they feel complete. Like, this defense is good. They got a lot of pieces. You got Zeke rolling again, and you put Dak, you know, healthy on this team. And, I mean, the Cowboys are certainly a favorite to win it all, one of them anyway.
Yeah, without a doubt they are. And for years, you know, people have, in my mind, been overhyping the Cowboys too much. But now, I think they really are the real deal. And Dak healthy. And this running game. I mean, last year everyone thought Zeke was done. They thought his career was over. People were ready to call him a bust after just a couple of years. And he has turned it on this season. Get this, Brady. In their six wins, they're averaging 167 rushing yards as a team. The Broncos don't even have one game in which they have 167 rushing yards. In their loss, their one loss at the beginning of the season, that's when they didn't use their running game at all, they only had 60 rushing yards in that game. So just a massive difference on truly what their winning formula is. Yes, they do have Dak. Yes, he's playing incredibly well, but it's their running game that they rely on, and it's the running game that they thrive on.
Yeah, no question about it. You're right. It was a weird thing thinking about Zeke Elliott. You're wondering, okay, is he going to fade? And then so far, so good this year. He's been a man on a mission with 571 yards. And this team's, you know, they get it done. Tony Pollard's good. But Dak, he's playing on that level, right? We saw him last year before he gets hurt. He was putting up record break numbers that were going to destroy records. So we knew once this guy got healthy, Dallas would be pretty dang good.
Yeah, and then when we talk about it from a Broncos perspective, his secondary is banged up. They're not going to have Bryce Callahan. Kyle Fuller or Nate Hairston is going to take over that slot corner spot. So you don't feel as good about the secondary as you did coming into this season. And by the way, Dallas's wide receiver core is deep and really talented, so that's an issue there. And then also the running game. The Broncos have really struggled in run defense, especially during this losing streak. Even last week, it felt like they did really good on the ground against Washington. They still gave up 122 yards on the ground, averaging over 4 yards per carry, the football team did against this team. So right now, it looks like where are the Broncos going to stop them? Because when you view it from a Dallas perspective, you think, okay, the Broncos did have a lot of talent. It looked like this was going to be such a tough test, but now that we're actually up against it, we can run the ball, we can pass the ball, we can do whatever we want. And by the way, we're back home in order to play this game.
Yeah, Zach Stevens joining us now, our Broncos insider from DNVR Broncos. On the Broncos side of things, Zach, it's been a bizarre week. You know, the trading of Von Miller, which has been very emotional. It's getting worse to me, to be honest, Zach. Watching Von, it's like watching him with somebody else, right? Seeing him in the Rams uniform, talking about it. It's actually making it worse. I'm getting more sad by the day. I know when he gets the first sack with the Rams and it's all over SportsCenter, it's going to really make us depressed. But it's been a crazy week. You have George Payton saying we're not in a rebuild, but we kind of are, but we kind of aren't. I don't know where we are on that. So what do you expect? They're 10-point dogs in this game. It's always crazy to see an NFL team as a 10-point underdog.
It really is. It really is, especially with a team that has this talent. And here's the way the Broncos win this game, or at least keep it within those 10 points, Brady. And is it the players themselves rally around each other and say, you know what, no one outside of this building believes in us. Heck, our own general manager and management doesn't believe in us, even though they say we're still playing for this year. They just traded away the highest-paid player, the most successful career player. So they don't believe in us. Let's rally together, and that's how the Broncos stay in this game, Brady. But I just think it's too big of a task. I think it's too much to ask this week. Look, Malik Reed isn't out at practice. You can probably hear I'm just outside the practice field right now. Malik Reed isn't practicing. That's the guy you were relying on the most to replace Von Miller. Now, you still have Jonathan Cooper, Stephen Weatherly, but, I mean, you're really having to stretch in order to get a competitive team this week. And so, Brady, I don't like the way this is going. And this is the first time I'm predicting a Broncos blowout loss this season. I think we're looking at like 38-17. Like I said, with the defense, I just don't know what they're going to stop, how they're going to be able to stop the Cowboys' offense. And then we know the offensive struggles. I mean, last week they won the game, but they were only able to put up 17 points against the worst scoring defense in the NFL. So now they play an average scoring defense in the NFL in the Dallas Cowboys. It's not going to get easier from last week.
No, it really isn't. When you look at Dallas, what they do good defensively, yeah, they're pretty good at stopping the run, too. So as much as we're saying, hey, Denver, finally run the ball, maybe this is one where they are relying a little bit on Teddy Bridgewater. But we'll see. I mean, these last few games, even in the Washington game, it hasn't looked nearly close to what we saw in those first three. And then you have to ask yourself, Zach, when is enough enough? When can you stop saying next man up for the Broncos? I know every team goes through injuries, but it just seems like this year specifically, we have just seen injury after injury on that defense.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And now, speaking of injuries, the Broncos will get Sang Bassey and Michael Ojemudia back. But those are guys that haven't played in over a year now. So how much can you really rely on those guys? I mean, when you get healthy, you're still not at full strength because those guys still have a while. Bryce Callahan's going to be out for a while. And like I just said, Malik Reed, the guy that you were really relying on to replace Vaughn, now he may be out. He popped up on the injury report yesterday with the hip injury. So we're going to find out more in about an hour from Vic. But, I mean, this is so tough sledding. Right now, your best defensive player is Pat Surtain, and I think that speaks volumes to Pat Surtain. I think it also speaks volumes to exactly where this defense is now. Justin Simmons, he played the best game of his season last week. They're going to need that again in every single week for him.
Talking to Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos, our Broncos insider here, and boy, if they can find a way, Zach, if they find a way to do this, which, as you're saying, highly, highly unlikely, and I think we all agree, you got a Broncos team that's right in the thick of it in the AFC West, and they got to, after the Dallas game, the schedule gets a little more interesting, a little more forgiving. So, like it or not, there's a heck of an opportunity right here for the Broncos, but 10-point dogs, and it could get worse than that.
Yeah, but you're right. If they somehow find a way to beat the Cowboys, then you play the Eagles at home. If they beat the Cowboys, you have to imagine they're going to beat the Eagles at home, and then they're going into their bye 6-4, which would just be incredible from where we were just 5 days ago when the Broncos traded Von Miller and everyone's saying rebuild, rebuild, rebuild. That would be a huge turn of events. Pat Shurmur would not be fired. Vic Fangio would not be fired. Teddy Bridgewater would still be the starting quarterback. The narrative would drastically shift. And then you at least see a path for the Broncos to be competitive in December. Maybe they don't make the playoffs because after the bye, you have 2 games against the Chiefs, 2 games against the Chargers, 1 game against the Raiders on the road. Your really only easy game here is against the Detroit Lions at home. And, sometimes the Lions are terrible, a.k.a. last week. Sometimes the Lions are okay, a.k.a. 2 weeks ago. So that's not even a gimme game when we're talking about the Broncos. So this Broncos team would at least be competitive if they win and beat the Cowboys this week.
If you're the Cowboys and you're coming in and Dak does play, I mean, you're not wanting to overdo it with Dak. You know they're going to give these running backs just a heavy workload. They're, second in the league in rushing yards. So you got to expect that to happen. And, boy, the Broncos, for the last couple of weeks, had had a really difficult time stopping the run.
Yeah, they have. And that's exactly what I expect them to do is just hand the ball off. And like we said, it's not just Zeke. It's Tony Pollard as well. And like I said, they average so many rushing yards per game in their wins, and not even the Broncos can approach that. So it's going to be an extremely difficult task. And Brady, I completely agree with you. I wouldn't want to put too much on Zeke's shoulders this week, especially when you know you can run the ball and you can run the ball against this Broncos defense.
No question about it. I mean, there's going to be that side of it where you can say, well, at least maybe Dak won't have one of those games because they're easing him back into things. But yeah, they're going to punish you with that run game. Very good at that side of it. And Dallas, like, Zach, when you look at Dallas, who do you put above them right now? They're one of the top teams in the league. They beat the Vikings on the road without Dak. So you have to look at Dallas and say, hey, they're certainly in that top five category.
Oh, yeah, you definitely do, especially in the NFC. When you look at the NFC, I think you put the Rams up there, especially after getting Von Miller. That defense is just going to be disgusting. Of course, Matthew Stafford as well. And you have Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Quite an interesting interview with Aaron today earlier. And then you also have Tampa Bay. And I'm just going to give the nod to Tampa Bay because I'm done betting against Brady. If he's in the NFL, I'm still going to give him the nod. But, I mean, that's a pretty talented and stacked top four there in the NFC.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a great NFC side of it, those top four or five teams. We've talked a lot about, did the Broncos miss by not drafting a quarterback this year? Talking about Pat Surtain. Well, the other guy they did not take that I thought, man, if they take Fields, Surtain, Micah Parsons, I'm going to be happy. Either one of those guys, I'm going to be happy. When you look across the board here, you got Pat Surtain and Micah Parsons' teams going at it this week. Mike has been pretty good for the most part this year. When you look at the body of work, though, for Parsons with Dallas, don't you feel better about the Broncos' selection of Pat Surtain with that first round pick?
Yeah, I really think the Broncos would have been great with either of those guys, both now after injuries to the cornerback position. Both are in very much positions of need for the Broncos. Obviously, the Broncos would have loved a Micah Parsons this year, especially against that Cleveland Browns team, man, when the inside linebackers just couldn't do anything. And Micah Parsons has been really impressive this year. So I think they both would have been really good. But, Brady, the way I view it, is what's more important, a good inside linebacker or a good cornerback? I think it's more difficult to find a good cornerback, and I think that's more of a premium. So personally, I still like the value because I think they're probably pretty similar players in terms of the caliber they're playing to right now. But I like the value that the Broncos got in a shutdown cornerback more than that inside. I guess he's a little hybrid linebacker spot.
Yeah, no, Pat Surtain seems like he's the real deal. And whether they're in a rebuild or a retooling or whatever this is, you know that guy is going to be in the middle of it for the foreseeable future. As for the rest of the AFC West, Zach, you've got Packers, Chiefs. Well, that game becomes pretty interesting now that no Rodgers. So the Chiefs try to climb back to the top. You got the Chargers going up against the Eagles. If you're the Broncos and the Raiders and Giants, if you're the Broncos, you're looking at it going, what gives, man? These guys all have easy matchups or a Rodgerless Packers team. So it could be a rough weekend if you're looking at the other side of the West.
Unfortunately, Brady, I agree with you. I think it's going to be a pretty rough weekend. I think the Broncos get blown out, unfortunately. I think the other three AFC teams win this week. And for the first time on Sunday night, I think we're looking at the Broncos dead last in the AFC West with no other companions around them because, of course, they have not been dead last. They're tied right now with the Chiefs for last. But I do think the Raiders win. I do think the Chargers win. And now I definitely think the Chiefs take care of business.
Well, it could be tough. It could get a lot worse before it tries to get any better. Zach, appreciate you as always, my friend. What are you working on that we can check out the next couple of days?
Just how the Broncos pull off this victory. And Brady, one thing I forgot to mention, if the Broncos are going to win, they got to have a similar performance to what they did to Zeke Elliott last time they played him back in 2017 when they held him to 8 rushing yards on 9 attempts, less than 1 yard per carry. Now, obviously, they don't have to be that dominant, but get closer to that 60 yards per game that the Bucs held Ezekiel Elliott in the Cowboys' rushing attack to. Just don't let them get anywhere close to 100 or over 100, or else it's going to be a long, long day.
Got to find a way to slow that rushing attack down. Zach, appreciate you as always, my friend. We'll let you get back out into practice.
Right on, Brady. Thanks for having me on.
All right, man. Zach Stevens, he's our Broncos insider. I mean, he doesn't get much more insider-y than that. He is out at Broncos practice, giving us the rundown. And Malik Reed not practicing today. That's supposed to be the guy to take over for Von Miller. So that was that. I mean, it just keeps the hits just keep coming for the Broncos. Do want to shout out to On the Rocks Liquor, our game beer of the week's from Breckenridge Brewing. It's a vanilla porter. Pick up selections from Breckenridge or any of your favorite adult beverages. Use the drive-thru. They're open until midnight. They got the free Friday tasting going on today. Estate Brands, they're on hand from 4 to 6 o'clock. Try some of their delicious wines and other beverages. Check out our friends at On the Rocks Liquor. We'll take a short break. When we come back, let's get to, I'll glance at the Nuggets. The Nuggets getting back at it this weekend. And, you know, the stress that is on Nikola Jokic, how long can it last? And when, I mean, it's a very young season, folks, but we're already looking at it going, how are they going to make it to Jamal Murray back day? I don't know until MPJ wakes up or Aaron Gordon wakes up, because I don't trust that Will Barton's going to be that consistent guy. So we'll talk about that coming up. Also, Broncos matchup, Cowboys. We got CSU taking on the Cowboys. A lot of football talk coming up at 1 o'clock as well. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.